Joe, I was hoping we could speak for a moment about the craft of songwriting. About the, for you, how does it happen for you?
I'm like a pen and page type of guy. I don't really sit down with a guitar in my hand. When I'm off the road, I wake up in the morning and I sit down for the morning time, you know, 3 or 4 hours at a time, and try and write songs. And usually, and this is the important part, it goes horribly awry. And you know, I'm a big believer that you got to write 50 really bad songs to get to one good one. You really do. And so, you know, one of these days.
You must have written a lot of really, really bad songs then, because you got.
You have no idea how many bad songs.
I'm trying to do the math on that, because I know. So you actually, you're pretty disciplined about it. You try to write.
Yeah, you know. I try to be disciplined about it. I'm not a very disciplined person in general. That's why I chose to do this for a living.
And you know, and do you hear it? You hear a melody while you're doing it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think, you know, I just sort of steal melodies a lot. I don't think that's what's necessarily special about my music. I take those and use it as a template to, you know, put my own words into it.
Cool. Why don't you sing us one of the first songs you wrote that you were like,
I will, actually,
Joe's dad is here.
Yeah, my old man is here. Yeah. Check it out. Made the drive down.
And my son is here somewhere.
It's a family thing, because Bucky's son, Raylan, who's a songwriter, has been on the road with us for the last month, opening the shows and singing harmonies in the band, so it's been a blast.